it's a much better package that's based on actual input from well-trained, well-experienced law enforcement leaders, the ones who truly need to be at the table, the ones who truly need to have input on police reform, because they're the ones with the expertise. No one else has it. We recognize as law enforcement leaders that the criminal justice system can always improve, and we'd like to bring our expertise to the table to talk about that so that there can be actual reform that actually has effective results. It's a, like I said, an emotion, politically driven reform that lacks truth, that lacks facts. Senator Sims Jr. from the Cook County area, who was on the Sun Times, I believe it was, talking about that it was that their reform was a great way for police community relations. That's a disingenuous statement, because the law enforcement coalition was not brought to the table, not invited to the table back January of last year, when the governor and lieutenant governor had fireside chats to talk about police reform. And they were held in Chicago instead of Springfield. I tried emailing the lieutenant governor twice to try to get my voice be heard on this, and never received a reply from the lieutenant governor.